And let's talk about more people who cross borders, immigrants, migrants. Spain's immigrant population is growing more quickly than in any other developed country. About half the immigrants to Spain are Latin Americans, who say they choose that country because they're familiar with the language and with the culture. Another reason is how easy it is to send financial help to their families back home. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
In the last 6 years, Spain's foreign-born population has more than quadrupled to nearly 4 million people. Edwin Pauta pays for the call he's just placed to his parents back home in Ecuador at one of the many call centers in Madrid that cater to foreign workers. He and the cashier, who's also from Ecuador, both say they feel at home here in Spain, especially when it comes to the soccer game playing on the cashier's TV. Is that Barcelona playing? Pauta asks. That's my team. 6 years ago, Pauta had a choice, to go to the U.S. or Spain. Now he says he doesn't regret coming to Madrid. He works hard. By day, he's a fumigator at a pest control company. At night, he's a maintenance man in the subway system. But in Spain, he's been able to take advantage of the easy credit options that are available to any Spanish citizen. They give you really good terms, Pauta says. That's why I have an apartment that I bought a year ago. I just had to show my work contract and wage slip, and I got it immediately. A recent study by the Inter-American Development Bank, or IDB, found that a majority of Latin American emigrants are starting to choose Europe, and in particular Spain, over the U.S. Experts say one of the reasons is the whole industry of financial services catered to immigrants. Ecuadorians are the biggest group of Latin Americans, and in Madrid and Barcelona, there are shops where they can pay for appliances and have them delivered to an address in Ecuador. One company is test marketing ATMs that allow users to pay for grocery purchases, medical treatment, or cell phones in Ecuador. Lucia Jimenez is in a branch of Mundo Credit, an immigrant bank set up by one of Spain's largest banks. It offers no commission money transfers and the option of getting a mortgage in Spain for a home in Latin America. Jimenez is thinking about getting life insurance that she can eventually take back to her native country, Paraguay. For now, though, she's just using her bank account to buy guaraníes, the Paraguayan currency, to send back to her children. Some immigrants may still send cash in envelopes or wire it to their families. But experts say channeling remittances through the banking system gives workers more leverage. That way, they can finance purchases of homes, cars, and make other investments. Lucia Jimenez says the remittances she sends are better than official government-to-government aid projects.
Preparadísimo, todos los proyectos, maravilloso, precioso.
No matter how marvelous and well-designed the projects are, in the end, the money disappears, she says. Especially in my country, Paraguay, it's one of the most corrupt countries in the world. The $5 billion in remittances sent last year by Latin Americans in Spain is almost as much as Latin America as a whole received in aid from the IMF, the World Bank, and the Inter-American Development Bank combined. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.